This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Also on the list of industries and companies betting big on China, luxury goods. As Chinese incomes have been growing, American and European firms have been rushing in to sell to them handbags and shoes, jewelry, and more. Now, though, and yeah, you did see this coming, those same companies are getting worried as they see China's currency devalued and its markets crash. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now from New York, which is a big destination for the Chinese rich enough to travel there and to buy.
This is 5th Avenue and 57th, a murderer's row of credit card chomping monsters. Tiffany, Louis Vuitton, Armani, and others are Venus flytraps for deep-pocketed shoppers. Bain data shows 70% of luxury purchases by Chinese happen abroad. So whether Chinese visitors spend is a big deal for luxury companies.
What are you shopping for?
Watches.
Really nice watches, too. I caught up with Jace Zhao and his parents coming out of the Rolex store. The family's not scaling back after China's economic troubles.
No, nothing changes. $1,075.
Bill Kim shows off a sleek black Tumi case at his luggage store on 59th. Chinese visitors often buy the biggest, nicest ones he's got. Then they fill them up with goods bought around the corner on 5th.
The Chinese tourists who are already here are not too impacted by this change.
Sales staff at various luxury stores had the same take, for now at least. But many in China with luxury goods bought in New York never actually visit.
Right now I'm in front of the Coach store on 5th Ave.
Lucy Lee is the vital link in a particularly Chinese chain called Daigo. Many Chinese shoppers escape tariffs by getting others to buy goods overseas. Lee's customers have money, but not always enough to travel abroad.
I would say middle class.
Lately, her clients are asking different questions.
You do consider the depreciation of Chinese yuan, right? They will confirm that. So I think that will definitely hold them back.
If middle-class buyers dry up, that's a nasty warning sign for luxury companies.
Oh, I think it's huge.
Milken Institute Managing Director Perry Wong thinks weaker Chinese currency will hurt.
That really would cut down on the appetite to buy expensive products.
Wall Street is pouncing. A new analysis from financial information company Market shows a sharp rise in investors betting on luxury stocks to drop. What happens in China doesn't just not stay in China. It goes all the way to 5th Avenue and back again. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.